Well, hello everyone, this is Paul Hopkins. Welcome to another VI Podcasting podcast. I do hope you're all well. It's been a while since I last did one, but there is lots to talk about. I'm going to be testing a couple of mics. This is the iPhone internal mic, so that's one done. And also talking about the new Boss Jock. It is very, very feature-rich. It always has been, but there's lots more going on. Give them a round of applause. So believe it or believe it not, I'm actually doing everything that you're hearing in backpack. Get my words out. It's all really cool. This is the weather, though. The weather is getting cooler, thankfully. 22 degrees around Orpington and Birmingham, the two cities or towns into which I am connected. And we've got, a lot to talk about. And relax. That was a bit of showing off, really, if I'm being really honest, with backpack. Now, I don't know if I have the time to overly explain what backpack actually does, but it is, as I said, very feature-rich. There, I was using different pads, so this would be a bit like the old-fashioned DJs, disc jockeys in the past, where they would line up their carts, often with cartridges, that's what it was, and they were on a loop, I think. And some of them had multiple tracks, but they would line them up anyway. In the UK, Steve Wright would have done this massively. Anyway, backpack, it would be fair to say, has definitely evolved, definitely into the 2026s. What it does, that you'd heard in the first instance, that was Sunu. Claire made me a nice little jingle there with them, so I imported that as a file into one of the carts. Everything else I've been doing from pad to pad has been with keyboard shortcuts, so I set those already, so Claire again reminded me I could do that, which is good. The other bits you'll be hearing in a bit is AI generated, but from Backpack itself. So now, if you subscribe to Backpack, which I think you should, if you want these feature-rich things with an already feature-rich app, then definitely consider it, because it will give you some real good advantages. You can also use a room, so you can interview people. So we're going to do a podcast around that when I'm not right next to Claire as I am now. And you can also do live streaming, so you can broadcast live too. Via the internet, obviously. So lots and lots and lots of things. But now we're going to quickly go over to the mic testing. So obviously this is the Apple mic, you've heard that. The next one up is going to be the DJI wireless mics that both Claire and I have a pair of, because we like them. And they are incredibly good, not too expensive. I think they're about £70. It's a transmitter that goes on the end of your phone at the bottom with a USB, and we'll just find out about the quality now and how it works. This is not an exhaustive test though, right? So enjoy. Okay, so this is a test of the DJI mics. These are the Mini 2s, but they're the latest ones. I think they only came out in like April. So I've got them clipped. They're really cool. They're really small. You can clip them to your collar or anywhere you want, really. These are in stereo at the moment. And they're going through backpack, but without any... there's some compression and mic boost on backpack. But that's it, really. And I'm doing the same for all of them that I'm testing. Going out here. Oh, it's a bit cool right here, though. It's nice. And so you get like a transmitter with these, a little transmitter that plugs into your phone, USB-C compatible. And you can do some noise reduction if you want, and that's just on the fly like this. Here's a middle one. And here's the stronger one. And now they're off. And these are really good. You say they're very versatile. You can have them as mono mics. You can put them into mono. So if you're doing an interview and you don't want stereo, or you can have stereo like this is, like that. They're not that expensive. 70 odd quid, which by mic standards is not terrible. You can adjust them and do things for them through the DJI app, but it's not really that accessible. But this is literally just a quick test of these, and you've also got little wind jammers you can put on them as well, and they'll clip in really nicely. I keep them in, and they come in a hard case that's rechargeable battery in it. Recharge the iPhone and so on, not the iPhone, recharges the little microphones, and there's hours and hours and hours of batteries, and you can go a long distance with these from the transmitter as well. So if for any reason you needed to do that, then people needed to wear them. So there you have the second of our mics, the DJI Mini 2s. That's the new version. They've only just come out, as I said, so all that's covered. We're coming towards the end of this podcast already. We do have a treat for you in order to test the MV88, which is the Shure USB version of that mic. So there was a Lightning version of the Shure MV88, and there's an MV88 Plus if you want more options with that one. But we were happy with the MV88, as I used to have, but now have it for my USB-C, and lost my other one in transit, which is annoying. Anyway, you're going to hear that, but also, as I said, a treat, really. And that will bring us to the end of my little podcast show. I haven't told you half the stuff there is to say about backpacks, such as the ability to write notes, so you can read those on the fly. I'm just free rolling here, as you can probably tell, but yeah, that's how I roll. But yeah, you can put in notes and all kinds of stuff. You can chain the pads so that they'll play after each other, and all sorts of other stuff as well. So lots and lots to do with backpack. But let's hear the treat that I promised you to end the podcast and test the Shure MV88. And if you have any questions, of course, let me know in the comments in whichever platform you see this podcast. We will speak to you soon. And now we are testing the Shure MV88 USB microphone. So this has been out for a long time. But it's very versatile. It's a really good mic. You can do the close-up stuff like that. You can make lots of adjustments in the Motive app. Motive, isn't it? Yeah, app. But anyway, this is a treat for you. We're going to have Claire playing and singing with her keyboard. So take it as if you were as a gig, Claire.
La 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 miss a song tonight. Well, we're all in the mood for a melody, and you got us feeling alright. With a joke, put a light up his smoke, but there's some place that he'd rather be. Said, I believe this is killing me, as a smile ran away from his face. Well, I'm sure that I could be a movie star if I could get out of this place.
Tuned in for amazing sounds.